Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. We're on episode 162, getting up there. 162, motherfuckers.
Hell yeah.
I look like a fucking zombie. That's what happens when you have a job and you wake up fucking, you know, 6-5 in the morning and shit and go to work, get your ass up to work. Anyway. We're on 162. On this episode, we're going to talk about The Shallows. We're going to roast The Shallows.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to talk about The Infiltrator with Bryan Cranston. And I would also like to bring up Guardians of the Galaxy. I recently saw the new trailer when I went to go see... damn, my brain is so fucking foggy right now. What did I go see, Gil?
Doctor Strange. I have to go see it.
Doctor Strange. I saw the new trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy when I saw Doctor Strange, and the shit was off the hook. It was fucking awesome.
So it's not a teaser. It's a straight trailer then. Because the only thing I've seen was a teaser.
It's a trailer, dude. Yeah.
Okay.
Looks pretty hot. All
right.
Trailer/teaser.
Okay.
To me, it was a trailer. I don't know if it was a fucking teaser or not. But anyway, bro, go ahead.
No, is with the raccoon, he shoots the hole into the wall and he's like smiling at the end of the trailer or whatever.
With Groot?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the one I saw then.
Okay. Groot is that dude. All right. So Gil wants to touch on The Shallows. He recently saw it. I already saw it. I saw it, back in, pretty much like when it came out, like, I was up in Connecticut. So what I thought about it, it was okay. I mean, it was like no modern day Jaws, you know, like it was all right. It wasn't good. It was more like on the bad side, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
let me just read the ratings and then you can just go in on it, Gil. So,
okay.
So, it's PG-13, came out in 2016 this year. IMDb gave it a 77% and Rotten Tomatoes, I'm fucking up. IMDb gave it a 6.4. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 77%. To me, that's generous.
Yeah.
What do you think about the movie?
I thought it was shit, man. Like, honestly, I can't really be too brutal on the movie itself. I want to be brutal on Blake Lively because she sucks. She sucks hard. I couldn't stand her talking when she was stuck in that rock in the middle of the ocean and she was talking to a fucking seagull. I just wanted to rub my balls with sandpaper to feel alive, dude. That shit was fucking bad. Like it was horrible.
I was about to call the seagull, Wilson. Like they're trying to do some castaway shit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was like, bitch, you only been out there for an hour and you're already like making friends with a seagull, naming them fucking, it was Steve the Seagull. And it's like, bro, you only been out there an hour and you're acting like you're going to fucking die. Like, it was just, huh?
Was that his real name, Steve?
Yeah, she named him Steve the Seagull. And I'm like, and another part that I fucking couldn't stand is how that big ass shark just nipped her in the leg, like versus like eating her whole fucking leg. Like, I just couldn't get past that. I really couldn't get past that.
Yeah, man. bro, I've seen videos. A matter of fact, on YouTube, there's this one chick, she was swimming, and the shark looked like this motherfucker bumped into her and her leg came off. Like, it was like he was swimming and it was like, and her leg came off. So you're gonna tell me that a shark is gonna bite your fucking leg. And you're going to have a little, like a mark.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And then the whole,
well, she was bleeding. She had a bad cut. I got to give her that.
She had a, okay. All right. I give her that, but damn, for real, that shit should have been bitten off. Like for real, I would have been like, oh shit. Like I think I would have liked it more if her leg got bit off. And then the fact is that she was trying to fucking sew her shit and the way she was acting, it was like, come on. Like you fucking suck. You can't even act like you're in pain. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just bothered me, like, very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her fucking leg should have broke off and like float in the water like a fucking crunch berry. You know, like when you eat cereal and that one little straggler like just floats away in the milk.
Yeah, or it looked like ground beef. You know how like a whole bunch of meat just get grinded up? That's how it should have looked, man. Like it should was just it was corny.
Yeah, it was kind of it was weak, dude. It was no Jaws. Blake Lively, terrible actress, fucking terrible, dude.
She's bad. Terrible. I put her up there with Jessica Alba. Like she made that list in my book.
Shit, Jessica Alba, she fucking acts her ass off next to Blake Lively.
Nah. Honestly, they're the same person.
Who is Blake Lively with?
Oh, she's with Ryan Reynolds. like you know, she's married. She has two girls with him now. Like, you know, I mean, I don't want to disrespect him, but she's awful. She's god awful. She needs to just stay home and be a housewife.
She's lucky that they both share that Deadpool check, because she can't fucking act, dude.
Don't get me wrong. Man. Like, if they had someone else in the movie, it probably would have been a little bit better, because you know, the scenes, the water, everything, it looked dope. Like, I liked everything else about it, but she was just god awful.
Yeah. Didn't care for her acting. It was just bad. It was just fucking bad. There's no other word for it. And acting is not fucking easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. You know, I'm not fucking De Niro, but I've done short films and I know it's, dude, acting is fucking difficult. It's hard to memorize your lines. And, you know, the pressure when you got people like watching you, you know what I'm saying? Imagine like a whole crew of people. And then on top of that, doing a movie under the condition she was in, like on the water. Like, I mean, so I don't want to sit here and be a backseat driver, but,
okay.
But she sucked goat balls.
Yeah. I mean, me neither. I've never done anything. I've done plays here and there, but
she would do better in porn.
I'm talking as in what?
In porn.
See, I was gonna go there, but I knew you were gonna go
some
there.
Some of them actresses are actually better than her.
Yeah. I mean, I'm coming from a fan point of view. You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming because I act, but I know a good actor when I see one, and she's just not able to like hold a lead role like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen her in shit after that movie, dude. So, I don't know. I wish her the best. She got to take some acting classes.
Yeah.
So what do you grade The Shallows, dude?
I'm going to be generous, and I'm going to give it like 2.5 stars. That's me being generous, because I like the rest of the movie but her. And I just wish she wasn't in it.
I think I rated it. I don't even remember what the fuck I gave it. That's how much I didn't care. I'm gonna just re-rate it. I'm gonna give The Shallows, probably being generous here, C-. C-. Yeah. It was just, dude, the matter of fact, Deep Blue Sea was more entertaining.
Deep Blue Sea was a shit though.
And that's not even a compliment.
And, Sammy, who is it? LL Cool J survived? He didn't die?
I think he did. I had Thomas Jane when he was like, skinny and shit before he did, Punisher.
Oh yeah, he was in it. He had like, them frost tips. Like he was like blonde on the top or some shit like that. Yeah, I remember that.
I think so. I don't remember too much. He had that Justin Timberlake haircut. But Deep Blue Sea is better. There was one movie I saw back in the day. It was called Open Water. It was like a handheld cam movie, like Blair Witch.
Oh, I remember. Like, I've never seen it though.
Like
I remember hearing about it.
These people got stranded like in the water. They're like on a cruise ship, and then you know, they were just floating, and the sharks came for them. It was okay. I mean,
yeah, I gotta check it out, but.
Yeah, I mean, if I remember, I do think it was better than Open Water. All right, dude. So moving on. Fuck Open Water. The Infiltrator. What'd you think about it?
I thought it was all right. I expected more because I'm a big like gangster flick guy, and it was based on a true story. So it had Bryan Cranston in, which was really dope. I love him as an actor. John Leguizamo was in it as well. It wasn't as gritty as I wanted it to be, but it was very slow paced and it explained, you know, a lot, and which wasn't bad, but it had to take place with getting, you know, towards Pablo Escobar back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I saw the preview for it like a long time ago, and you know how like trailers like sell you on movies, like, damn, I want to see it because that's my genre. I like, you know, I like gangster flicks and blood guts and all that shit. And it was all right. I mean, would I recommend it? If you have nothing else to do and you just, you know, if you're really bored, then watch it. But I wouldn't just like, you're on a date and you don't pick that movie. You know what I'm saying? Just, it's a loner type of movie. So,
so you wouldn't recommend it for, you know, a date type thing.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, it got like, I think Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 66% or something like that. But it's all right. Like, it's, you know, it's not bad, but it's not like off the hook good either. So,
Do you think I would like it?
Yeah, I don't know, man, because your taste is like unique in a way. So, you may like it a little. I think, you know, or you may just rip it apart.
Well, I like Bryan Cranston, bro. Like, I'm a pretty big fan of his. I think he's an amazing actor. That's just me, though. You know, I know a lot of people do agree with that, though.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, ever since doing Breaking Bad and when that ended, I don't think he's still, like, reached his potential, like, on the big screen. Mm-hmm. He's been kind of a letdown, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did Godzilla. Godzilla was okay, had a small part in that. I just think his level of acting is being wasted. You know, I don't know if that's part of his fault, you know, his agent. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think he's an awesome actor. I want to see him in better roles, man. He's like, he's getting older.
Yeah, he is. And this movie shows it too. He is really, I think he's supposed to play a semi-younger guy. But it's just not believable, man. And I don't know. I love him. Like, he's awesome, and I think he's a great actor too. But yeah, as far as the younger guy role, it doesn't. I didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're using that CGI shit, dude, to like make you look younger.
Yeah, they didn't give him that CGI shit. That was all B Cran, like you call him.
Dude, you know what was some awesome CGI to make somebody look younger? Fucking Robert Downey and what was it?
Civil War.
Civil War.
Yep.
Damn, dude. Like that shit looked legit. Mm-hmm. Like fucking legit, man. And I don't know if that was 100% CGI, or they just fucking like, crack my damn neck. Or if they just fucking, used him and then like just made him look younger. You know, like used him as a model, like the actual person, mm-hmm. and then added CGI to the face and changed things, like, you know, or they just made it a straight CGI character, like, I'm not sure.
It's hard, man. It's hard to tell, but whatever they did, they got that off.
Yeah, whatever the fuck they did, man, they did a phenomenal job, dude. Tron Legacy tried to do that with Jeff Bridges, and it looked pretty good. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, it looked decent. It did decent for
it looked a little
time,
fake at times.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Tron was dope.
I like Tron Legacy, dude. That shit's hot. I don't know why they haven't had a sequel.
It keeps on, is yes and no, yes and no. Like, last time, I found Movie Pilot on Facebook, and it said it's a complete no. Like, it's not going to happen.
Damn. But, Disney, you know, don't know.
That sucks.
Know. Yeah, dude, they don't know the fucking potential they got there. That shit could be a trilogy. Yeah. It's got awesome effects. To me, it was like like a colorful Matrix. Like it was groundbreaking, bro. It was like really awesome effects, original shit. But that's a movie that I want to see. And I think the kid who actually starred in that, let me get his name. I think he got a lot of potential, dude.
Yeah, he does.
Let me look up this dude's name. Tron Legacy cast. Olivia Wilde, though.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Hedlund. Let's see what he's done. Besides Tron Legacy or what he's working on. He was born in Rosau, Minnesota. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Damn, dude, not looking good. I see TV movie. When you see TV movie, not good.
Yeah, I think he did a Hook in that new Pan movie, and that I think that was a big flop too.
Oh, he was Hook?
Yeah, like you know, Hook before he became Hook. I really didn't see it. I don't know if I like fucked that all up, but yeah, he was Hook. And yeah. I think that movie flopped.
Damn, dude. So since 2010, when Tron Legacy came out, by the way, Rensler is that dude. Rensler was hot in that movie. He hasn't really done anything big, dude. Like, he's been in, like, little bullshit movies that I've not even heard of. Unbroken, Lullaby, Mojave. Billy Lynn's, they basically sound like, Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Netflix hits.
Yeah, you can tell by the title. Burden, come on. That's like something Cuba Gooding was starring. Just think of the title, Burden. You just see him with a gun, like. Damn, bro, Cuba went through like a stint where he was like straight up trying to copy like Tom Cruise and like, yo, Remember there was a DVD cover, like a movie cover that looked like Collateral? And he had white hair with a gray suit. That's just Shameless, man.
He was a broke down Collateral though. Like, he looked dusty as shit. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I saw him in his like cop movie and, he was just trying to act like Chris Tucker from fucking Friday. And it was just like, come on, dude. Like, why are you stealing other people's shit? Like, it was straight like Chris Tucker. And I'm like, this is why they gave you Snow Dogs, motherfucker. This is why they gave you Snow Dogs.
Dude, didn't he win an Oscar for Radio?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I know he did.
Mama shit. Mama. You mean like, mama shit.
It was. I think he won like a supporting actor for Jerry Maguire.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. You shake mama die with his buck teeth. All right, let's see. Radio. Then that shit came out in Damn, dude, they roasted Radio. 36% of fucking Rotten Tomatoes. Holy shit.
Damn. Ouch. That shit is bad.
That shit got roasted. Alright, dude. So, Guardians of the Galaxy, the second one. What'd you think about the trailer that you saw?
It's cool. I mean, what I saw was more of a teaser. It looks funny as shit. Because of Batista and damn, what's his name again?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt, yeah. Mm-hmm. Chris Pratt, they looked, but they're funny together, man. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be another hit.
Dude, they got good chemistry together, man. And I gotta give Batista credit, man. You know, he's doing it, man. He's doing the thing. He's not gonna win an Oscar anytime soon, I'll tell you that, but he's doing his thing. He's using, you know, what he has to the maximum, you know? He's not trying to do roles that, like, mm-hmm. are not gonna fit him, you know? Mm-hmm. He's doing fun shit, and he got in with Guardians, and playing Drax the Destroyer is perfect for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, he's really nailing that dry, like character, you know what I mean? It's just funny, his delivery.
I respect that too. I don't want him to be like, you know, like Arnold in Sabotage, where he's trying to like go for an Oscar or some shit. I don't know what the fuck Arnold was doing in that movie, but that shit was like very boring. It's like, Arnold, you're not Oscar material. I'm sorry to say, but you're not Oscar material. And it just made the movie very fucking boring.
Yeah. I think Arnold's good for like what he does. You know what I mean? He's a good actor. Exactly. For what he does. Mm-hmm. But when he tries to like, Arnold's not really, he's not an actor like a Pacino or De Niro. That's not his thing, you know? I saw him in, that zombie movie, Maggie. What a fucking disappointment, dude. That was terrible. That was a terrible movie. They were trying to do like a different take on a zombie movie where like it's like more drama and emotion, and he's a suffering father, like upset because his daughter's like a zombie. It was just bad, dude. It was so fucking boring.
Yeah, I saw about like 45 minutes of it and I couldn't anymore. I knocked out. I went to bed. I just couldn't.
It was so low budget, bro, and just terrible bad acting. The chick in it, his daughter, was terrible. And it's just such wasted potential. Arnold Schwarzenegger and zombies. Think about that. Like, the potential. Yeah. It's like, I was so excited. Like, oh, shit, Arnie's going to be in a fucking zombie movie. That's sick. You know?
Yeah.
Bad, 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 bad film. But
yeah, it was pretty bad.
Speaking of zombies, dude, I saw this movie called Train to Busan, and it's
Man, really? That shit looked crazy.
Bro, it's fucking crazy. It's a Korean movie, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just look up some info on this. Hold up. Train to Busan. Check this out. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 96%. IMDb gave it a 7.6 and Metacritic 72%. So Rotten Tomatoes loves the shit out of this movie. And let me read the premise. A man, Gung Yu, his estranged daughter, and other passengers become trapped on a speeding train during a zombie outbreak in South Korea. It was like a Korean World War Z. It was like that, but like more, a little more hardcore. Like people were actually getting like bit, you know, not necessarily ripped apart, but like they were getting like attacked. World War Z was like flag football. You know what I'm saying? That shit was so like watered down, you know? The unrated World War Z was way better, but the fucking one that was in the theaters was like straight up flag football. There was no tackles in it.
Yeah.
Whack. But I think you would like Train to Busan, dude.
Yeah, they don't hold punches, man. They're gory as shit out there, man. They push that envelope all the time. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think, you know, people appreciate those movies.
Yeah, it was definitely low budget. But what's cool about it is that, you know, it had a good amount of action. I wouldn't say it was scary. There's like fighting in it. Like against zombies and shit. There's one dude that was like kicking some ass. It was like this bigger dude. And, I liked it, bro. I liked it. What I want to see is, Magnificent Seven. I want to check that out. You saw that, right?
It's okay. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, well, it's out of theaters now. I don't think I would pay a ticket for it, but it is what it is. I mean, Denzel's the man in that shit, like always, but.
Yeah, Denzel's the man, dude. How did he look in that? He looked like worn out, or he looked a little
bit? Nah, he looked actually pretty young. He looked a little younger than usual.
He looked okay in The Equalizer, but he could tell he aged a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But
he was a little chubby in The Equalizer too, right? He had like a little beer belly.
He looked thin to me. Like,
yeah?
Yeah, he looked thinner to me.
I thought he had a little bit of a pouch, but that's just me.
To me, he looked thinner. Cause men, when men get older, you know, your testosterone drops and your muscle mass goes down. So a lot of guys, they either get thinner or they get heavier. You know what I mean? So, you know, he looks like he's aging. And it kind of fucking sucks, man. He's one of my favorite actors, man. He's such an OG actor, man. Like, what a legend.
Yeah, definitely one of a kind.
Oh, yeah. But he has a movie that's coming out that I want to see. It's called Fences. It's with a Viola Davis. It looks like it's a drama, like in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
That looks pretty good. It looks like vintage Denzel, like the acting. And Equalizer 2 is in pre-production, so they're filming that. And I'm all over that shit. And you know, if they have a 2, they're going to have a 3.
Yeah, Fences, I believe it's like a Broadway show, and they turned into a movie. Because the original guy that Denzel plays is Thomas Earl Jones, the voice of Vader. And he was in his prime. I saw like a clip of it. He's a big dude, and he had guns. So he was talking to this young kid on the stage too. So, and I think somewhere on Facebook they compared the two, both performances, and who do you pick, which would do better or whatever. But Tom, you know, Earl Jones he's the man, though. He's a fucking man.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, like James Earl Jones?
Yeah, I'm sorry. James Earl Jones, the voice guy, of Vader.
Oh, for real? Yeah, he's a legend, bro. He's got to be old as fuck now, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is way back in the day, like on in his prime, you know? Damn, I got you. No disrespect, I messed up his name and shit.
I'm all spacing out and shit, too. I'm like, James Earl Jones? I, like, totally lost, like, what the hell you were saying. But yeah, I want to see Fences and of course Equalizer 2, so I'm looking forward to those. But anything you looking forward to, Gil, out there?
I'm looking forward to the Wonder Woman movie. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to that. And I want to say Justice League because I'm kind of interested in it. Like, I think it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be good.
Yeah, I'm excited for Wonder Woman. I'm excited for Justice League. I think Wonder Woman looks better, like right now, from what I've seen. Mm-hmm. It looks just like better, like more, you know, more well done. Mm-hmm. Gal Gadot is so fucking perfect for Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. Dude. Like, she's gorgeous, man. That woman is like perfection. She is gorgeous. Like, holy shit. Ooh, she's from Iran, I think.
Yeah. What do you think about the new Ghostbusters? Not to cut you off. I'm kind of like, I have mixed feelings about it.
The new Ghostbusters?
I know, my bad, the new Power Rangers. The new Power Rangers.
Well, I was excited about it when I saw the short film, because the short film was like kind of hardcore. And for you guys listening, you know, get on YouTube and check out the Power Rangers short film. It's fucking cool, man. It's hardcore. It's a different take on the Power Rangers. I saw that shit. I was like, oh man. I said, if this is a taste of what's to come with a big budget, like, sign me up. Then I saw the trailer for it. It looks weak, man. It looks weak. I'm sorry. The effects look okay, but it looks like corny Power Rangers again.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. But with a bigger budget. It does. I don't know, man. I'll rent that shit. I don't think I'm going to go to the movies for it, though.
Yeah, I think I'm passing on that one, bro. I was excited, but it really does look, it doesn't look adult anymore. It looks like now they're going back, you know, there was a vibe that they were going to make an adult Power Rangers, like hardcore, you know, like Avengers type and like, you know, try to compete with these Marvel movies. But now it looks like they're punking out and they're going to go back to like appealing to the kids, like not kid, but like teenagers, you know,
yeah,
it's just corny. It looks corny.
It's that whole, what do they call them? Millenniums? Is that whole, like, teen, yeah, millennials or whatever you want to fucking call them. And it's like
teeny boppers. Like a cereal.
Millennials. It's like teeny bopperish, man. Millennials. Yeah. Like with that movie Nerve, like, I call it like an MTV special. Yeah, MTV is like they brought back fucking Scream, they brought back Teen Wolf, and they made it their own, but it's like corny. The shit is fucking corny.
Hold up, Scream's back on TV?
Yeah, Scream. Yeah, it's back on TV somehow, and it's a TV show. It's a fucking TV show.
Dude, the first Scream is okay. I didn't even care for the sequels, to be honest. I read some news about Freddy Krueger, man. Like, you know, they're trying to get a little buzz for Nightmare on Elm Street again. And Robert Englund said that, you know, he's not opposed to, you know, kind of like never say never. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's old, but he can still do it, dude.
Yeah.
You know, when he did Freddy versus Jason, he pulled it off. He pulled it off. It was vintage Freddy.
He didn't miss a step. He was good as hell, man.
Yeah, he was awesome, dude, you know, as Freddy. And fucking, and plus they put a lot of makeup on you, so even if you look really old looking, it doesn't matter, you know.
he fucked with Jason like mentally in that movie. He made him into a little boy and shit. That shit was mad funny.
Yeah, it was funny when he fell down.
He made him like,
and it was like crying
with a big ass head. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Jason's design in that though. He was mm-hmm. pretty scary looking. He had a big ass neck, like cut up with a hump, like. But the Friday the 13th remake, the one that came out, when did that shit come out? It was like a
2004, a reboot. I think it was.
Yeah. Dude, that shit was hot. It was. that was a fucking sleeper, dude.
He had like a tree trunk neck. Like shit was like solid, man. It was like all this, just neck.
Yeah, let me get the year. When did this shit come out? Freddy vs. Jason was 2003. Damn. I'm trying to fucking... How come I can't find a date when this shit fucking came out? 2011? When did you think it came out, Gil?
2004.
I think it was 2009, bro.
Oh, okay. I don't remember if it was before or after I got married.
I think it was 2009. Yeah, I'm reading it. Like, if I'm reading this correctly. Yeah, it was 2009. I liked it. Again, like, I thought it was, you know, I'm a big fan of, Jason Voorhees. I'm more of a Michael Myers fan. The first two Halloweens is fucking classics.
They're talking about Jason versus Michael Myers soon too, mm-hmm. next year.
I don't know, dude. I don't know about that.
You know?
Yeah.
They both don't say shit. Like how?
I'm on Team Michael. It's gonna
be once. Yeah. I'm Team Jason just to make it interesting.
Yeah, I'm Team Michael.
I don't know. It's gonna be a one mute fight because they don't say shit. They don't talk at all. Mm-hmm. They just grunt.
How about Godzilla versus King Kong? I don't want to see that shit, dude.
You want to see that?
No! You want to fucking see that?
You know, it's probably going to be a cool graphic movie, so, I don't know.
I don't want to see it, man. I think they should just stick to, each franchise's focus on each one and just do a sequel to, you know, Godzilla 2, because it started off good. I mean, the one big negative to me with Godzilla, the reboot, was in 2014, I think, is that it needed more action and more Godzilla. Like, it was a Godzilla movie, but it didn't show a lot of him. It's like, what am I fucking paying for then? Like,
it was dry. It was dry a lot of times, but when he fought those two, like, creatures, that shit was dope.
That was pretty badass.
but everything else, it was like, go ahead.
The new King Kong trailer looks pretty hot.
I want to see that.
Yeah, man. I want to see that too. That's another one I'm looking forward to. But, all right, Gil, what else you got, man? Anything?
All right, one quick thing. What do you think about Breaking Bad coming back? Did you hear about that?
No, I mean, is it a spinoff or is it the actual Walter White coming back?
The actual Walter White. They're saying that he didn't die. That he just got shot up, but he didn't die. So there's chances of it coming back. Yeah. That and Dexter, but I heard Dexter like a year ago and I didn't hear anything about it again.
I'd be down but, for yeah. both.
Yeah.
To be honest, bro, like I like Dexter. Actually, I love mm-hmm. Dexter. I've seen every mm-hmm. single episode of that. Seen every single episode of Breaking Bad. Fucking loved it. One of the greatest shows mm-hmm. ever. If they do it right and you know, they do it correct, like I'm down. I'm totally down. You know, bring Bryan Cranston back and continue the story. But it has to be the same vibe. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Same vibe, same everything, and I'm in.
Have you seen Better Call Saul? Because I keep on hearing it's good.
No.
I keep on hearing it's really good.
I want to check it out, dude. I just haven't, you know, taken the time out to watch it. I mean, it doesn't look bad, but I don't know what to think about it because I've never, you know, I didn't see it. So. Mm-hmm. But you gonna check it out?
I'll give it a chance. It's on Netflix, so, you know, when I'm bored, I'll give it a try. Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a go, man. Right now, like, I'm back on my Walking Dead shit, and Ash versus Evil Dead, dude. Fucking hilarious, dude. That shit is so funny and, like, good. It's super gory, bro. About two or three episodes ago, he was, like, in a morgue, and this fucking corpse got, like, reanimated, like, with a demon, and I'm not even shitting you, dude. Its intestines, like, cause it was like open for an autopsy, like came alive and like wrapped around him and was like trying to pull him in. And it pulled him, like in between his legs. So he was like, not up, not in the ass, not in the ass. And like the thing's dick was like on his face, like literally, like you see its balls and his dick, like going like wow. that. And he's like, ah, he's like, like dude. And then like it pulls him up its ass and he's like, wow. running around, like with the thing like on his head and he's up its booty and shit. Like, bro, it's fucking hilarious. And
I love Ash, man. He's so fucking funny, man. Like, it's like, I don't know, like uncut funny. Like he'd be like, oh fuck. Like, you know, is I like for that reason.
Dude, Bruce Campbell, like he didn't miss a step, dude. He plays Ash perfect, just like the movies, and he's funny. And he's mm-hmm. badass too. He's badass sometimes. He's not all like slapstick get his butt kicked. Like sometimes he's badass. Mm-hmm. And, for you guys listening, I'm a huge Evil Dead 2 fan and I love Evil Dead. But the show is so fucking great. And like, and mm-hmm. I love Army of Darkness also. If you're a fan of those movies and Ash Williams, you gotta watch Ash vs. Evil Dead. You have to. And, bro, and they bring actors back from the movies to play demons again. There's like a lot of Easter eggs, nostalgia. He goes back to the cabin. He drives the same vehicle. Like, it's a lot of shit for the fans. And you're like, oh shit, I remember that. Oh, you know, blah, 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 blah. Such a great show, bro. I'm gonna wind up buying all of them, you know?
Okay. This is
done. That's like one awesome Evil Dead movie continued.
Yeah.
Lucy Lawless is in it too.
Oh,
Blazing Steel,
is that the chick that plays Xena?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She looks young. And my wife was getting like irritated. I was like, damn, she still looks young. Like I said it like five times. Mm-hmm. My wife was ready and she was like, all right, I get it. Like she's young. Like she was getting a little irritated with me.
She looks great, man. And she's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, shit. Hope I'm not getting this wrong. I think she's lesbian. Or gay, whatever you want to call it. Not that it matters. They don't mean shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's,
she's awesome. She's I just remember, on, she's not on this team. Growing
she's
up.
On the, she's not on the other team. So, sorry guys. And I think she's taken. But, yeah, she's gorgeous. She's in that. So yeah, for you guys listening, I recommend Ash vs. Evil Dead. It's got Dave's endorsement. And you gotta check it out, Gil.
Alright.
But what do you think, man? That wraps up, 162. Is that where we're at? Our brain's foggy. Yeah, we're at 162.
I need food.
Alright, guys. So, thanks all right. for tuning in. Dude said alright. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the downloads, the plays, and the subscriptions. We really appreciate it. it's humbling to think that, you know, people listen to our movie rants, and we have fun doing the show. Follow us on social media. We have a Facebook page, YouTube, Twitter. Please subscribe on iTunes and give us a rating. That's huge for us. And that's it, guys. Thank you for listening again, and we'll be back with 163 real soon. Later.
Peace.